You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony. Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we?
My name is Elvira Ross. I work at Ebony Hair Salon, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. We've been here for 14 years, 15 years. Next year, God is good all the time. Well, my sister, she biracial, and she had her hair cut a lot of times during the school pictures. So I wanted to open a place where people could feel welcome to come and bring their children to get their hair done if they didn't know how to do their hair, like the biracial children and the black children. And the Caucasian children, all the children. Ebony, to me, it was, I said to myself, what will I name my salon when I open it? And Ebony came to me, and it's just Ebony. I like the name, the phrase, the rhythm, Ebony. That's what it means to me. I would have named it The Shop, because that's what everybody calls it. Now we're going to The Shop, but Ebony is what came to me, so that's why I chose Ebony. I like to be able to, when someone comes into the shop and they feel that there's no hope, that when we turn them around and they see the mirror and they see the reflection in the mirror of what we did to their face and we see that big smile, that's what I go for. That's my biggest goal, is to see that smile on the customer's face. And I know when they see their hair, because that's when we see the smile. Well, like Steve Harvey said, if you don't jump off the cliff, you aren't going to know if you can fly. So don't be afraid, because if you don't take that step, you'll never know. You'll be always wondering in the back of your head, should I, would I have done good? Trust me, put your faith in our Heavenly Father. That's what I did, and you see where I'm at. 15 years later, still here.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.